You never did get a chance to watch him play because you were too young, right?
Yeah, no, I never did to see him play. I watched him, I guess he had to be 50-some years old, kicking a football to us. I mean, I remember those because, I mean, he would boot that ball and that ball would go a mile high over our heads most of the time.
You must have felt you were a celebrity because of your dad.
Not really. A little bit later in years, when he passed and then they were wanting people to come and give speeches and stuff like that, I had a few speaking engagements that I talked about Dad. My older brother and myself, Dick, I think, got in a few of them too, Richard.
Well, a lot of people are just honored to be able to talk to the son of.
Yeah.
About his death. He died of heart failure.
Heart failure. He had a few other minor heart attacks prior to that, but that was his major that took his life.
Were you there around him when it happened?
At that particular time, I wasn't with him.
Did you attend his funeral?
Oh, yes.
Highly attended by a lot of people?
Yeah, they had a lot of people from Hollywood, actors and different ones that participated in the movies with Dad. I mean, he played in a lot of different movies, and he met a lot of these people. When he passed, a lot of them came to the funeral.
You were about 19, and were you serving in the military at the time?
Yeah, I was in Korea.
And then you came home
for
the funeral. You talk about all these celebrities and so forth. One might think that he died a wealthy man, but I'm not sure that he did.
No. He really didn't have much of a savings. He was a free spender. People would come up and talk to him and say, boy, I could sure use a couple of $100. And it was easy for him to reach in his pocket, and if he had it, give it to him.
Wow. Did he spend on you or in the family?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he spent on the family as well.